God showed me. I'm seeing hell. I'm seeing the lost with great regrets. I'm seeing church folks that came to church, sit up. Seeing people won't get broken, won't reach further than the religious appetite, wouldn't get broken. They can't come on anymore, people. They wishing for this moment that you have. Somebody in hell want to trade places with you. Somebody want to trade places with you. They wish they had your seat. They wish they had your seat. Not everybody came from life of crime that's in hell. Not everybody was ultimately wicked, altogether wicked. Not everybody were murderers and thieves and prostitutes and pedophiles, serial killers, liars and drug addicts and drunkards. Not everybody. There's some church-going people, loyal. Pastor can count on them. Loyal, faithful, going to church all the time. Working for the church all the time. Say they're working for God, they're working for the Lord. When I see them, they're in hell. Because they did all of that on the surface. That was their devotion. But they didn't reach beyond the religious appetite. They didn't reach beyond. I see them. As a matter of fact, as you look down the Pilgrim Street and the Traveler's Road, there are people dropping out. They're going back. They're turning around from heaven. Heaven is in their view, but they're turning around. They see it. They see the glory before them. They see the splendor of heaven before them. They're not so far away, but they're dropping back, they turning around. Some confess they're weary, they can't go any further. They wouldn't take up the patience of Christ and wait on the Lord and be strengthened. They wouldn't seek and exert more effort to seek the Lord. Their prayer lives have dried up, and so they don't have any strength. They didn't fast, and they don't have any strength. They didn't romance the word of God, and so they don't have any strength. They didn't have a song for their nights, and so they don't have any strength. They lived among the weak, and they kept company with the weak, and so they weren't strengthened. They weren't among them that praise God with a perfect heart. They found the churches that entertained them. They found the churches that wouldn't touch their sins. They found the churches that wouldn't bother them. They can do and live what they want and somehow still be accepted and be religious. So I see them. I see them. They will never come out again. But they're crying for your seat. They're crying for your seat. They're crying. They wish they can have your seat. They wish they can have the last seat they had in a service where the Holy Ghost was moving. They wish they can be on earth and hear the voice of the Holy Ghost just one more time. One more chance, God. One more chance. It wasn't worth it. One more chance. But they've spent it. It's over. It's over. Well, I wasn't sick. I didn't know I was going to die. I wasn't sick. I didn't have any warning. I was just going to the store to get some milk and bread and egg. And then all of a sudden, here I am. I don't know. I don't know what hit me. I don't know. I wasn't ready. I had plans. I would have gotten saved. I had plans to give my life to the Lord. I had plans to repent. But here I am. What happened? What happened? I was going to give up my sins. I was going to do it. I was going to give it up. I was going to give it up. I made up my mind. I was going to do it. I just needed a few more days and a few more weeks to do it. I was going to do it. I was going to do it. Just giving me a few more days. I was gonna do it, God. I was gonna repent. I was gonna get saved. I had already made up my mind. I was gonna leave my friends. I was gonna leave the world. I'd already made up my mind. I wasn't going to hell. If you just gave me a few more days, but I didn't expect it to be today. I thought I had more time. I was serious. I'd already made up my mind. I see them. I see them. I went to church. I was so faithful in church, and I know I thought I was safe because I was in church, and I heard the word. I did some of the things the pastor said. I was going to get strong. I was going to do it eventually. But I just had so many things. I needed time to get rid of some things. I heard the word. I heard the preacher, but I had my marriage, I had my children, I had my family, my job. I'm an important person on my job. I had so many things to think about and to do. I was waiting to get some things off my plate so I can give attention to my soul. I didn't know. I thought I'd have more time. I thought I had more time. I was taking care of my marriage and my husband and my wife and my children. And I had all these things to do, all these responsibilities. I didn't know. It just keep happening. The more I think the problem would end, the more the problem keep going. Oh, I was deceived. But God, if you give me one more chance, I'll drop everything. Nobody, I would put nobody before you. Not my wife, not my husband, not my children. Nobody, not my job. Nobody, if you just give me one more chance. If you just take me out of these flames, out of this fire, one more chance. I need one more chance. I was going to get serious with you. I was going to get serious. I was going to get real serious. I was going to start fasting and praying like I never did before. I was going to be broken and dedicated. I was going to read my word. I was going to sink myself and launch out in the deep of the Holy Ghost. I wanted to experience the Holy Ghost power. I wanted to be holy and made whole. I wanted to be righteous. But I was going to do all of that. It was in my mind. I had planned to do it. I just needed some more time. How had the oppressed oppressors ceased? The golden city ceased. The oppressor. We all are kings and princes and presidents in our own right. We are all in control. We are all kings and queens. We are all emperors in our own rights. Hallelujah. The kings and the leaders of the world, they oppress the people. But we are the kings of our life, and we oppress the conviction of the Holy Ghost. We oppress every conviction of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is speaking, and we oppress it. We oppress it. We don't want to hear it. We don't want to get right. We don't want to hear it. We're not ready right now. We're not ready right now. He who smote the people in wrath. That's what we do. We do. That's what we do with the conviction of the Holy Ghost. That's what we do when somebody tells us about getting right. We smote them. We smote the word. Hallelujah. I don't want to hear that right now. I'm not ready right now. We are our own kings and princes of our life, of our heart. We put up the scepter for the things that we want in our life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. They're welcome. And then we keep our scepter down for the things of truth, for the things that the Holy Ghost is saying to us, for the things of God. Hallelujah. We put our scepter down. It's not welcome. I'm not ready now to be righteous. I'm not ready now to be holy. I'm not ready right now. But somebody, and I'll say, I didn't know it would happen like this. It happened so easy. It happened all of a sudden. I didn't know the righteousness of God. I didn't read the Bible like that. I didn't go to a church that told me all of this. I wanted to be with the in crowd. I went because it was a great choir. It was a nice worship team. And I went for all the wrong reasons. I wanted a position in the church. I didn't know the word. I didn't know the word. I didn't know the word like this. A continual stroke. He that ruled the nations in anger is persecuted, none hindered. No one to bail you out now. No one to bail you out now. You ruled over your life, over your heart. You ruled over your heart. You tell God what you was not going to do. You ignored God. You ignored the voice of the Holy Ghost. You ignored the righteousness of God for your life, for your home, for your heart. You ignored God. You ignored God. Now nobody can bail you out. Now the wrath of God is against you. Hell from beneath is moved to meet thee for thee. Hell from beneath is moved for thee to meet thee at thy coming. Hell is rejoicing. Hell is rejoicing. Satan has executed his plans very well. You have done everything sin wanted you to do. You were big and bad enough to do. You have done so. Hell is now welcoming you because you rejected Jesus Christ. You, what the devil, what Lucifer wanted, he has accomplished. So hell, this fiery furnace, has a welcome mat rolled out for you. Burning mat waiting. It stir up the dead for thee. Everyone in there, even all the chief ones of the earth. Hallelujah. This is the king of Babylon. This is for you, the king of your soul, the king of your life, the king of your heart. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It stirred up the dead to rejoice. It had raised up from their thrones all the kings of the nations. Everybody else that reject God. Hallelujah, the kings of the nations and the poor. Hallelujah, glory to God. You are in destitution, but you still have the nerve to reject the salvation of Jesus Christ. All they shall speak and say unto you, everyone in hell is going to say unto you, they're going to condemn you. Yeah, there's a conversation at your coming. Art thou also become weak as we? Are you has become as foolish as us? You came to this place with all of that warning, with all of that salvation, all the power of the Holy Ghost. You chose sin. You chose to be a hypocrite. You chose to be just religious. You chose not to seek more of God, not to understand more of God, not to search for more knowledge of God. You choose not to see if you qualify for heaven. You wasted all of that opportunity to be right with God. You're just as weak as we are. You came here. Thy pomp is brought down to the grave. Your splendor. See, that's the kings and the queens and the nobles of the earth. But you, your image. Your image, who you think you are, who people see you to be, who people expect you to be, your image, your glory. Hallelujah. You step in the mirror, you wake up, step in the mirror and put on your image. Hallelujah. Your game face. Hallelujah. Because you're so high and important. You're so high and mighty. You're so important. Your pomp is brought down to the grave. The family can't live without you. The family won't make it without you. You don't have time for God. You have to take care of your family. You have to take care of yourself. You're an important person in your job. You don't have time to go to church. You don't have time to give all that time for your soul. You think it's just going to church. You don't know it's maintaining your everlasting life, your salvation. Thy pomp, all your splendor is brought down to the grave. All your image, the noise of thy vials. You toot your own horn and somebody else praise you. You live for the praise of man. But it's all now down to the grave. The worm is spread under thee, and the worms cover thee. How art thou fallen from heaven, just like Lucifer? O Lucifer! How shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? If we neglect so great to give ourselves to Jesus Christ, who suffered such a horrific death on the cross, hallelujah, to purchase us. Hallelujah, we belong to him. Nothing is too hard that he asks of us. How is it that, hallelujah, we are fallen from such wonderful salvation? How is it that we are separated from God forever? We are separated from mercy forever. How is it that you allow yourself in hell and you are separated from mercy? No more mercy, no more pain relief. Sorrow from here on, anguish from here on. How art thou cut off, cut down to the ground? You had so much power. You weakened the nation. How is it that you're cut down? Where is your power now? Where is your power? Come go to church. Well, I can't go to church. I'm doing this, I'm doing that. But now the breath has been withdrawn from your body, and here you are in hell, and all the wickeds in hell, including, hallelujah, glory to God, the chief ones, they are hell. Hell is spiritual. Hell is spiritual. We know that Satan is still on earth. Hell is spiritual. Hell is a spirit. Hallelujah. Yes, it's a place, but it's a place just like you with a spirit. For thou hast said in thy heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. We say the same thing. just want that religious fix while the Holy Ghost can't get deeper. The Holy Ghost can't get deeper. You got to go deeper. You got to break up your fallow ground. You got to go deeper. You got to go deeper. You get there's still too much flesh. You got to die to some flesh. You got to get serious. You got to get honest. You got to get more honest, more consecrated. You have to get more holy. You have to come in. You have to come in the Word. You have to get more Word, and you have to get more knowledge. You have to be more serious. You have to die to the flesh. You have to be in the Spirit and live in the Spirit. The Holy Ghost has to have lordship of your life, of your mind. But with your pride, you know where to go for truth. But with your pride won't let you give up your false confession. Your pride won't let you repent. Your pride won't let you expose your hypocrisy. Your pride won't let you get right. You have to continue to fake it. Your pride won't let you. But someone is in hell saying, oh, if you give me one more chance, Lord, one more chance, I'll make it all right. I don't care what people think of me anymore. Please, God, I can't take this pain. I can't take this fire. Please, I'm thirsty. I don't have any water. Please, give me one more chance. You're merciful, right, God? You're merciful. But not to them in hell. Not to them that die in their sins. Not to them that reject me with their last breath. Not to them that rejected the conviction of the Holy Ghost. But I was in church and I did everything for the church. I cleaned the church. I was the usher. I was the secretary. I was the pastor. I was the apostle. They made me the prophet. I was the evangelist. You're separated forever. You're separated from Christ forever. You love putting on that image. You're an important person. You can afford to purchase whatever you want, buy whatever you want, whatever clothes you want. Hallelujah. You're man, you're woman. You can do it. You can go anywhere you want to go. You rule yourself. But one thing Satan never lets you remember is that breath can be withdrawn from you wherever you are. Wherever you are. One thing, I a young man came to service, and I greeted him from the pulpit while I was ending the service, and he said to me that he enjoyed the service. He would come back the next Sunday. I called him in the week. I begged him to come back. He said, yes, he would come back. I just felt something that I didn't do all that I could have done to get his attention. So before that Sunday, that weekend, he called me and he said, I'm working this Sunday. I won't be there this Sunday, but I'll be there next Sunday for sure. He didn't come that Sunday. Came home from service as I took my seat, came in the door, took my seat. The phone rang. It was his friend on the phone. He said the young man just died. He died in the midst of having sex with a married woman. The breath left his body. Right there and then, he was exposed. People, the breath can leave your body wherever you are. Whatever you're doing. Hell is real. Hell is real. Backsliders, hell is real. There's only one way to come back to God, come back to Jesus Christ, is come back to truth, not religion. Religious people, you're in church, but you're not seeking God. The Holy Ghost have no power over you. The Word of God have no power. The Word of God don't rule over you. You decide what you will obey and what you will not obey. What you will give up and what you will not give up. Gone. Gone. Jimmy is gone. It's gone into eternity. Gone. Gone in the midst of sin. He was in service. He could have given his life to the Lord that day. But he had things on his mind. He had a relationship that he couldn't give up. He had to continue. He had some things that he couldn't give up that was pulling him. He couldn't wait to get out of the church to continue his sin. Little that he knew, he'd be dead 2 Sundays from that day. The Sunday he said he would be in church. But he had a sexual engagement. People, get serious with that Bible. Get serious with the Word of God. Don't listen to pastors. We are living in the days of lots of false teachers. Even those of you that sit under the truth going to hell. Even those of you that sit under the truth living your life, you're filthy and unclean. Hallelujah. But you come boldly in the face of the Holy Ghost, sitting under the truth like your heart is right with God, and you know the weak to be the whole week you are a hypocrite. You're disobedient and disrespectful to the Holy Ghost, to God who sees all things. Who are you fooling? Who are you robbing? You're robbing your eternity. You're robbing your eternity. I can't say. Repent. Tonight might be your last. Repent. Are you going to take your chance? Are you going to take that leap? Are you going to reject the Holy Ghost as strongly as the Holy Ghost is speaking to you? Are you going to reject the Holy Ghost? Get right, church. Get right, church. Get right, church. It will soon be over for all of us, but it might be over for you sooner. Get right, church. Do you know when you're going to die? They didn't know either. They didn't know. Oh! Oh! Save, Lord, save, Lord, save, Lord, save, Lord. Save us from ourselves. Save the pastors from their religion. Save the pastors, God. Let them cry out to you, save, God. Let them repent of their sins, save. The members, God, the parishioners, save, Lord, save the apostles. Oh, God, let them cry out. Those housekeepers that the organization set up as pastors to babysit the flock. Oh God, may they fear you. May they fear you. God, may we all fear you and get right. May we all fear you and get right, Lord. May we all fear you and get right. May your family fear you and get right. May we all fear you and get right. Sinners fear God and get right. How will you escape if you neglect so great a salvation? If you say no to the Holy Ghost, I'm not going to get right with God. I'm not ready right now. How will you escape? Those people in hell is crying out for your seat. Like the rich man, somebody's trying to get a message to you. Those pastors are saying to you, don't play with God, Pastor. I didn't make it. I didn't make it. I was a pastor too. We were friends, remember? But I didn't make it. I didn't make it, Pastor. Pastor, don't let your organization set you up. You're not going to make it. They're trying to get a message to the pastors. They're trying to get a message. You're holding back the counsel of God from the people. I didn't make it. I didn't make it. I know you all had a great funeral for me and said some great things about me, but God didn't see me that way. I didn't make it. Somebody's trying to get a message. Maybe your grandmother trying to get a message from hell to you. Maybe your grandmother. Maybe your mother. Maybe your father. Maybe your brother. Maybe your sister. But Jesus said they have Moses and the prophet. And they have Moses and the prophet. You have the Bible. You have the Bible. You have no relationship with God if you don't have a relationship with the Word. The Word have to control you. Be separated, says the Lord. Come out from among them. If God be God, serve God. If Baal, put away the world, forsake the world. Any man that loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. It's a holy place. Heaven is a holy place. There is a highway. Hallelujah. 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 Come back to the Lord. Backsliders, come back to the Lord. You don't know what to do, you skeptic. Agnostics, atheists, a fool said in his heart, there is no God. Then where did you get the breath you're breathing? At least believe for that. You want to believe a lie, but God is in your conscience. Your conscience convicts you, but you keep smiting it. You smite your conscience. You smite your conviction to your own eternal peril. I didn't make it. Someone is trying to get a message to you from hell. I didn't make it. Sister, I didn't make it. Brother, I didn't make it. Elder, I didn't make it. Deacons, I know you all thought a lot about me, but I didn't make it. The mother of the church is trying to get a message to you. Pastor, what she couldn't say to you, she's trying to say to you from hell. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for Jesus. We thank you for that blood that still stains the ground of Golgotha. Can never be erased. He shall save his people from from their sins. From their sins. He shall save his people from their sins. Father, we are living in a strong delusion where we can structure our own religious belief and do whatever else we want to do, and we're satisfied. And we're satisfied. Father, we just thank you right now. We thank you in the name of Jesus. We praise you, God. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, gay, lesbian, sissies, nor abusers of themselves with mankind. Effeminate men that behave like women, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor coveters, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. And such was some of you, but ye are washed, but ye are sanctified, but ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. Such were some of you. Are you past or present? Can't inherit the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Father, speak to your people. Speak to your people. Speak, Lord. He that overcometh shall inherit all things. And I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But the fearful, the coward, and unbelieving, and the abominable is not only homosexuality, but them that sow discord among brethren, gossipers, abominable, them that idolize pastors, idolize men. It's an abomination. Anything on earth that is highly esteemed, it's abomination unto the Lord. And murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. People, sin will still get you to hell. Jesus died to take them away from us. Hallelujah. 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 Oh God. Hallelujah. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the coming salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. For there are certain men crept in unawares, who were before of old ordained to this condemnation. Ungodly men, turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. I will therefore put you in remembrance, though ye once knew this, how that the Lord, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterward destroyed them that believed not. I will therefore put you in remembrance, though you once knew this, how that the Lord, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, but afterward destroyed them that believed not, that obeyed not. So though God saved them, he still destroyed them because they did not obey. And the angels which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, he hath reserved in everlasting chains under darkness unto the judgment of the great day. The angels who left their first estate, who did not keep their first estate, but left their own habitation, having the power, Genesis chapter 6, to convert themselves into man and going into the daughters of man, causing giants in the earth, left their own habitation. God hath reserved in everlasting chains under darkness unto the day, the judgment of that great day. Even as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities about them, in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh, are set forth for an example. Why would you escape? Why would you escape? God destroyed all these fornicators. God destroyed all these angels. Why would you escape sinning? For an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. The vengeance of eternal fire. Likewise, also, these filthy dreamers defile the flesh, despise dominion, and speak evil of dignities. Yet Michael, the archangel, when contending with the devil, he disputed about the body of Moses, dressed not bring against him a railing accusation, but said, "The Lord rebuke thee." But these speak evil of those things which they know not. But what they know naturally, as brute beasts, in those things they corrupt themselves. Woe unto them, for they have gone in the way of Cain, and ran greedily after the error of Balaam, for reward, for money, for filthy lucre, for riches, for fame, and perished in the gainsaying of Korah. These are spots in your feast. These are spots in your feast of charity. When you feast with you, when they feast with you, feeding themselves without fear. Feeding themselves, coming to church without fear, eating of the Lord without fear. Clouds, they are without water, carried about of winds. Trees whose fruit wherewith withered, whose fruit withered, withereth. Without fruit, twice dead, plucked up by the roots. Raging waves of the sea, foaming out of their own shame, wondering stars, to whom is reserved the blackness of darkness forever. And Enoch also, the seventh from Adam, prophesied of these, saying, "Behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000 of his saints, to execute judgment upon all, and to convince all that are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds, which they have ungodly committed, and of all their hard speeches, which ungodly sinners have spoken against him. These are murmurers, complainers, walking after their own lust, and their mouth speaketh great swelling words, having men's persons in admiration because of advantage. Having men's person in admiration because of advantage. But beloved, remember ye the words which were spoken before of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ. How that they told you there should be mockers in the last time, who should walk after their own ungodly lust. These be they who separate themselves sensually, having not the Spirit. But ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And of some have compassion, making a difference, and others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. And others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. It's Jude verse 23. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen.